Yeah. But the sex of the Mecher themselves rest are placed in the courtyard of the Mecher, so there's the predominant. So, Umikil of the Mecher, Mishus Lekech, is Leikon Mecher, Leikon Mecher. So, Vechim, the Anna Mishus Lekech, we battle with the Ocean Mecher, or Leitzir Mishus Mecher. So, Kilo, the Lekech, Nama Mishus Mecher, Leikon, is Kolschkin, the Kolschkin, Kilo, the Lekech, Nama Mishus Mecher, Yvatil Horishus, exactly, shall we care? Shall we see and the Heska Samay here? She moves a Benadato because what was their buying of Rafis Rabune? Care of shall we care, precious Mecha, whether it's commonly care or not. In other words, if the Mecha packs, puts the pails that he sells for the care in the boxes of the care, in the sex of the care, and he places them in the premises. In the premises of the Mecher, so is the Lekeach Kelim. So, I mean, there are two alternatives. One alternative is that the predominant thing is the Kelim which is packed, not the Rishus in which it stands. So, Mele, if it is packed in the boxes of the Lekeach, even though it is placed still in the courtyard of the Mecher, like you have seen it, the predominant thing is the killing in which he spent, not the premises in which he stands. Or the predominant thing is the premises in which he stands. Since the boxes of the Lekea that contain the pails sold to the Lekea stand in the premises of the Mecher, so the Lekea is not king. So, the Gemara tries to be patient inasmuch as the Braise says, Pir kom vichlisom nisir beise. So, pasak atchal imoda, in shneim yichil lazben. So we see that the Kelim, and the Gemara assumed that when they were dropped in the courtyard of the Lekeach, so they were still in the sex of the Mecher, and still the Lekeach is Kelim. So what we see, what is the predominant thing? The sex of the Mecher, or the premises on which the sex are dropped, stand. The premises is the predominant thing. So Mele, in the case of Kelim Shalikea Vishus Mecher, so Lekeach should not be Kelim. This is what the Gemara says, when the Kelim the Mecher Vishus Lekeach Lekone, Kelim the Lekeach not Vishus Mecher Lekone. So the Rashbam says, when the Kelim Shalikea Vishus Lekeach Lekone Mecher, Kelim Hashem Kelim Shalikea Mehakif al Vishus Lekeach Lekone. So the pure con prosa come, the corner of the shoes given in the day. The Avon Pisha Dina Peres be sich sacking from the third, that's what we know as him. Behind, but in as much as the sacking themselves are located, stand, are dropped in the courtyard of the Mecher, so they will do a care is given. The Mecher is not, does not retain title. So low economy. Bechim, klei machine kill, shall make a market, all the shoes are here, with the knees on all the care. It's on a pier, come across a corner, the corner of the shoes, kill me, the bar on pitch and line up here, with the sack, shall make here. Bechim, the arm of the shoes, the care, with battle kill, shall make here, or the tear of the shoes, make here. So the predominant thing is not the sacky that belong to the make here, but the premises in which the sacky are located. So the melee, Kolschkin be Kolschkin, where he packed them in the boxes of Lekeach and he placed them in the courtyard of the Mecher, so he certainly does not change title and Lekeach is not Kelim. Kolschkin be Kolschkin killed Lekeach, not be a Shus Mecher, in the battles of Shus, sacrificial Lekeach. In other words, the Shus in which he stands is the predominant thing, not the Kelim in which they are placed, they are packed. Kolschkin be Kolschkin, killed Lekeach, but Mishus Mecher, but for a shoes, it's actually Shul Lekeach, shall we see a Mishus HaMecher, shall we use a Benadato, so more I want to be patient, that killed Shul Lekeach, Mishus Mecher, So loikonoi keach, because the predominant thing is the premises in which the kelim stand, not the kelim in which the pairs are paired. So, Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok, no, cannot bring right, cannot reduce from this price. Bishi shofa. In other words, here, when the price says pirkon, so he doesn't have reference to the case when he just dropped the sex of the Meicher on the floor of the premises of the Lekeach. The premises of the Lekeach. But in the case where he drops the sex of the Meicher that contain the Peres sold to Lekeach, if he drops the sex of the Meicher on the floor of the premises of the Lekeach, so then the Lekeach is not kidding, because the killing in which the Peres are pet do not become bottled to the premises in which they are located. But here when it says the Lekeach is kidding, so, as reference to the case where he emptied out the pairs of the sex and he dumped them on the floor of the courtyard of the Lekeach, so then the Lekeach is kinyan, because there is nothing that should be miyakin upon the kinyan of the chotzer of the Lekeach. But if he didn't empty them out from the sex, but he just wrapped the sex of the male, meaning the pair is sold in the Lekeach on the floor of the premises of the Lekeach, maybe the Lekeach is not gaining. Bishishof, in Patrol, Midishof Kongatone, Pir Kongatone, and the ordinary connotation of Pir Kongatone is unloaded, not emptied out. Elonam Abarash, Bishachle Nitum. Maybe this has reference to the case where the peres consist of big bundles of certain vegetables that were originally placed on top of the chameri without being put in sacks. So then when he unloads them, so mainly the bundles of the vegetables are located on the floor of the premises of the Keach, so there is nothing of the belonging to the Meicher that should be mivatel the effectiveness of the Rishus of the Keach. All right. So you cannot be patient. That's the Gemara. Shir ben Zul, Kikirim Shalero, בויל אין קינג שיחסה בהיפו של הרס בעצמו לא ישייך מכירים מנית מהכירים אבל אם הוא המשיח קופו הוא פרחיון של פסיכו so she told me come only in case of Mishir Behemo in Kelim Shomel where the Mishir of the Behemo consists in causing the Behemo to move by itself and the Mishir of the Kelim consists moving it. So maybe it's not the same Mishichas. Mashen Kei, if he tells him to pull the box in order to be the Peres in the box, so it's the same kind of Mishichas. So then he certainly came. But in Tema, שני יחיד לעזיר, אלמה, only if it's pure consulted with Jerusalem. But if it's not pure con, as long as the peres remain on top of the chamerim of the behime, so then even though the Lekeach pushed, here is the peyal, and the peyal was pushing the chamerim, and then the peres were on top of the chamerim, and the Lekeach was pushing the chamerim, thereby pushing the chameleon, and the peres being laid on top of the chameleon, So it's not Kinesh, Nimechim Lazer. So we see from that Breitze, so it's Breitze for Ashes, that he was not Kinesh from Shire. The whole Shire, the whole discussion before was whether he was Kinesh from Chotza, but let him eat Mishir Behemo, or Mishir Behemo, who Kim Shalel is Kinesh from Shire. So without recourse to the Shire of killing shall kia kushus mecha kone or not kone, he should be kane it, and the score of Mishire never mind chotze. And there the Gemara discusses it, and from the point of view of chotze, of Mishus, so the question is, what a killing, shall kia kushus mecha is kone or loy kone? But if Mishire behemo can kill shalel is in Mishire, and the Kaelin. So there, since the Ikeach pulled the Peyalim, and thereby pulling the Chameilim, and the Peyres, on top of the Chameilim, so he should be Kaelin the Peyres, because of Mishire, so we don't receive from that price, that when you pull a Behemoth, to be Kaelin the Kaelin, it's not considered as a Mashiach and a Kaelin on the Peirim. Only on the Peirim, because I've been made. The Yeshlin on the host of the Omer and Kni, the Kachli Kone, because over there, the intention of the Mecher was to be Maknein from Achnos and Yoshusen, not from Mashiach. But then Yoch Name, if the intention had been to be Maknein from Mashiach, then without recourse to the question of killing shall we care of Mishus Mecha, Kona Loi Kona, you would be Kene, and the score of Mishir. Name Hoso, so that's put in brackets, because Stasis actually, this Stasis, it's not mentioned, the Mashal Pura. But this is mentioned as another Teretz, Stasis Blavastra. So the Mashal Pura, but it's not necessary. In Name Hoso, Kishe Moshach HaChamorim, Pura Moshach HaChamorim. In other words, there it deals with the case where he just pulled the Chamorim. The Chamorim, that's the people who lead the Chamorim. He didn't pull the Chameir itself, only the Chamorim will be the Chameir. But the Chameir remains standing in its place. Alright. But anyway, this was put in by the Mashal. The Yishleo de Hosom Yom Leikin Likach Likone, the Hodik Tone Bein Posak, Atzol Morat. Bein Morat Atzol Posak, so the Chilvaza Bein, it doesn't mean, but suppose, both things were done. He fixed the price and the measurements, what had been determined. Then he couldn't have said no, because over there, the reason as to why he's not came there, because in as much as it wasn't Pirkon, so mainly there was no king of Chotzer, and the only king could be only of Mishiche, so there is no Mishiche, because by pulling the Chameli, so it's not an effective Mishiche, and Gabi the parents. Inasmuch as he didn't spell out, you pull the behemoth. The Mecher didn't spell out to the Lekea, you pull the behemoth, and by pulling, he should be Kene the parents on top of the name. So Mele, even if he had been Posak Umara, he wouldn't be Kene. So why does the Brisa say, Bein Posak Asher Mora, Asher Mora, Bein Mora, Asher Posak Shin Yechel Arbe, Iben Posak Uwela Dishn Yechel Arbe. Lo Yitzhan Posak Ad Nafim Posak Mora Yechel Arbe, Shin Yisei Ped Nafim Posak Asher Mora, Uwein Mora Asher Posak, in the case where he unloaded, and without unloaded, and dropped them the Chotzer of the Likeach. So then the Brisa says, If it's possa cacciare in modo alto, the risk of the task is gaining. But what a cacciare in possa knap? So maybe because of that, the ratio says, being possa cacciare in modo alto, being modo alto, but in the name of the ratio, in the case of the ratio, if it's possa cacciare in modo alto, so you can answer, because there was no kinya. Kinya chosa, there certainly is, because it wasn't wrapped in the kopya of the premises over there. And kinya shecha, there is dina, even though the chamerin wopled, but he didn't, the mecha didn't spell out on the keach, he should be kene, the kelim, the peres, from the mishicha of the chamerin. Kwaad yana, pasak ma yechala adem, shmizim, ame parak ima la meot, pasak ma parak ima la meot, וכן צורותיים בסעיף ודיקטון. פיר קומיך ניסו מסיר בי סעיף, פוס הקשר למודת יחיל לעל זה, ובוי לנישן מיוס 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 לקיח מקונה המחיה, שם אגב קיים, על מעט ונצבט לו יצור שוס, מש במשלם, משיך אין כנה, נפגישו מיוס של מחיה, וכן שנה, או שנה עושה מקבישות ובדוק של מחיה מסחול יתומה, או יצלום בונדוס, לום בונדוס או פשטייבונדוס, Mashkitume means garland, but it means long, long bundles of vegetables, not in the sex, not packed in the sex of the male. Mashkitume is a chino shalvei chino lo yekene, apal pishich, nisho chabei se, nahayne mishiche, vamay vapshita lo mimshir kupezu, ukiyukir shibisech hakni, elu hosam yeshuna, mishin ramo ekni, venyareitzi shinikne lo mishich haspeles atzmon, ואוי מצאים ממד רוסם אשמלאי, שאולי פוסק עד אחרה משיחה, ולכך נתנים ממשיחה, because until the fixing of the price is made, so then there is no interest, and the fixing of the price was made after the משיחה, so it couldn't be effective, the matreya, effectively. So the discussion in the Gemara was whether it could begin and become better. Achnosel is a hotel of the Ikeach, that was after the fixing of the price. Why not at Mishir Ben Zub, or not at Kri, in Mishum, in between Mishir Ben Konen, in Kam Chotea, after Mishir Hauches, in Kim Moshech Mamama Nisat Kalei, Kim Shishiolei, Hareyun Kishalei, Adlacha Akine, Vikin Kam Chotea. Why does Rav Lezer raise the question? In the case where he wasn't marked to him the Behemah, only the Kelim. Because if he was marked with the Behemah, as the Gemara points out, so then he would be Kelim, it's a Chotzos, the Kashis, Chotz Malachis, or the Kuzo, whatever. But Monefshah, if in the case, let's say in the case of Kuzos, so that it would be Chotz Malachis, it's bound, the Behemah, it's not the Chotz Malachis. So then he could be king on the score of Chotzer. So even if he didn't sell him the bait, he was just selling him the kelim. But he put the kelim on top of the bait, and he told him to pull the bait, to be king of the kelim. So that means even though he didn't transfer title in the bait to the keach, but he was mashil the behemah for the kelim. So that's also chotzer, because in order to be king of chotzer, it doesn't have to belong to you. Suppose you are a tenant in the house. How do you know? You're only a tenant. You're a seicher. And suppose somebody delivers a certain package to your house. And so then the moment it is dropped in your mailbox in the house, So then you are king, even though you are only a tenant in the house. The house doesn't belong to you, but you are a secha, so you have a king and parents in the house. So that's also chotza. So in order to be king, it's a chotza, you don't have to have a king, a good thing. If you have a king and parents, you are only a tenant. Make a difference whether you are a secha or a sheil. So here, in as much as the mecha, loaded the kelim on top of his behemoth, and he told the Lekeach to put the behemoth, so that means for a while until it is pushed by the Lekeach, so then it is Sochorosh, the behemoth's shoulder. So he is a share on the behemoth to be used as a compares to behemoth, to be established in behemoth, to carry the kelim on it. So mele, it should also be king on the scoreboard. People feel on my look at the kelim, if you look at me, you should do it on the top of the air, I will be she my lechet, and keep she come on there when he's up clay, keep she shele, hareu, keep shele, and lachaki, and be he can come on. Be he shele ma, ich shom ala, in sheikh, we each in rabbeinu, we can sakil it on the hotel. Ela, she has a behemo. So in other words, so when would be shown to him after his Meshich? So if he's not Meshich, if he's not effective, if Meshich is not effective for the Kelim, so Behem is not shown either. Iname, Iabitoi, Ki Behem, the Kelim, Rabbi Madal. He can't Eloi, Yochalei, Dam, Zeshi, because Behem is not Kelim, Kishemo, Mishinam, Hotzakone, Ubikfuso, Kachi, Boyle, Yimshech. So what did Gemara say? What did Gemara say? That the Sfino is not considered the Chotam Alechez. Why isn't the Sfino considered the Chotam Alechez? Because there is an external force that moves it, pushes it. It's not moving through an internal force, but through an external force. So then it's not considered Maleches. So in order to be considered Mehaleich, only if something is Mehaleich for an internal, but if something is Mehaleich for an external force, so then it's not considered Mehaleich. Afogab in Firkam Yidushnam Yonetam Tochen Rochu Ki Mehaleh Dome Tam Tochen Rochu Ki Mehaleh Dome. So in other words, that now there is a chiv to stand up when a Tom Tchochen walks, passes by, walks. But if the Tom Tchochen was just standing, so you're not going to stand up only when a Tom Tchochen walks in. So then you have to stand up. You see what Tokum went out of. But if he stands, you're not in a hurry to stand up for him. So the Gemara says, suppose you walk in the street and you see Talmud Tchochen is riding on a chameir, on a behem, and you have to stand up for him. Because even though he sits in one place and the chameir moves in, so it's considered kimhalech, and you have to stand up for the Talmud Tchochen. So we see that even though the Talmud Chochem doesn't move to an internal force, it's not that he's walking. The Chameir is walking to an internal force, but the Talmud Chochem is being pushed by the Chameir, he's being carried by the Chameir, so still it's considered Mahalach. So we see that Ligabe, the Mitzvah, the Sefer Torah, the strange Kashi. So we consider even with someone who is walking, who is moving to an external force, not to an internal force, also Mahalach. So why do we say that Svino is considered not Chotam Aleches but Chotam Medes, because it moves to an external force? Very strange question. So this is Hoche Chotzan Shuyabus Hamoy Vabe Shapir Dun Yiliyad Yimeinach Naichel Mamtelei Mufei. Now this is a very strange thesis. And a strange thesis is Rabbi Elias Kashi is in the story. The way Rabbi Elias on his two thesis, so he's in the story. He's in Kansi. The way Rabbi Elias on his two thesis, he's in Kansi. He's in Kansi. Cannot even be counseling. It's clear that. It's the strangest Rabbi Kriya. How could Rabbi Kriya, of course, Kashas Alosh intends to indicate that way, but how can we explain this that way? So, in other words, some thesis gives a terror? No. fairly gabby in these up, they seem to talk to the dog, he's okay. So the middle age doesn't make any difference how one is in Halech. If he can talk and he's in Halech to an internal force, because he walks, or he's in Halech to an external force, because the Chameya carries him, or suppose people carry him. So it doesn't make any difference. He's still in Halech. The net result is the same. He's not stationary. Tal Chochem doesn't stand in one place. If Tal Chochem stands in one place, you come to him. Tal Chochem sits there. You don't understand how he sits there. Or if he stands there, you don't understand how. Let's say he's standing by Yomit, so you don't understand how. But if Tal Chochem walks in, if he's Malik, you have to stand up. So it doesn't make any difference how the Tam Tochen moves, whether he moves to an internal force because he walks, or he moves because he's carried by a behemoth, the street, or he's carried by people. Suppose he's carried by people on their shoulder. So you still have to stand up. It doesn't make any difference. Mashikin here, the Allah is Chotzav Alechas Lekonek, why is Chotzav Alechas Lekonek? Because it has to be doing the Yad. And Yad is immense. Yad is stationary. So we see, first of all, we see a machlekes between Rashi and Moses. Rashi said that the reason is why Chotzav Alechas is not Konek, now let's see the Rashi again. Mi Konekin Mushichan Mehim Mehim Abeme. No, boy, let me hear it. Michlau, Michashneim Shtelodim, Mikne Behime, is Konekin Mushichan Chotzav. Kein und hat sich schon ein Kind in Bett hat sie rei wo hat zum alle gesehen wie hat zum alle gesehen ich meine nur mit die knet ris aboe was ich die gar hat sie ein kapitel ist dabei du nei haben wir stamme how we know that hat sich keine kommt was ist was wir da nei wo in wir die hat die gar hat sie ein kapitel nei ist immer die kaum okay so in other words that hat er that the courtyard can be told in Kechot also. A packet will can mean anything in the Chotah. Anything in the Chotah. As a matter of fact, you know, the story of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was a young boy. He was not Bar Mitzvah yet. He was 12 years old. And he was learning Gittinah. So then, when he saw it, he had it yet. And of course, like all the Rabbani in New York, so the Rabboni were not Misadah. The Dayan was Misadah. So the Dayan in Blitzk in those days, that was more than 100 years ago. Chaim was at that time 12 years old. Chaim was born in Tov Reish Yud Gimel. So that means it was in Tov Reish Chofe, so it's 100 and 37 years.
100 and 32 years.
Okay. And 37 years. Tov Reish Chofe. Now it's Tov Shin Mem Zayin from Chofe. Tumen Zion is 122 years ago. So the Dayan there, he was Misadah Yet. So the Dayan was Misadah Yet, and the Baal and the Yet was put in an envelope. And then the Baal was not, of course, the Yet. You know, he's given, not when in an envelope. So now what it is, that the get, not itself, has to be placed by the bow into the hands of the Ish. But the bow was not in the ground. He was an ignorant person. So, and he was very happy to get. Yes, and The Dayan, you know that it shouldn't get lost. So for the time being, he put the get in a bigger house. Just in order to be sure that Ramat is displaced. But he intended to tell the Baal to take out the get from the envelope and they handed over there. But the Baal was so excited to the get. So while the Dayan wasn't even looking, he took the get that was in the envelope and he put the envelope on the table and he said to his wife, "Right, take it from the table. This is your get." Then the Dayan turned his face, he saw what the Baal did. So the Dayan said, "Street it out of the car, it's no good." So Rav Chaim was sitting there. Rav Chaim was sitting there because he was running it in the tower, so it was interesting to watch him. So Rav Chaim had a comment against the Dayan, but it's good to see the Dayan. So he went out to his father and he told his story. Of course, I mean, it had to be done all over again because that's the Seder. You don't give the get in an envelope. But he said, it was a good Gersh. It was a good Gersh. Even though it's Ligitachmorabikarke. Because the Aloch is, because of get, Ve'inosam v'sechatzire, Ve'inosam v'shtamaton al-chatzire. So we say, Vitor chatzire, Ogoi kiachot. So suppose the Baal, that's the Gemara, Rav Chaim was learning in that Zubi. So suppose the Baal writes it and then he puts it in his courtyard, in his house, and then he gives a deed on the house to his wife, and she accepts the shtar on the house, so she becomes gracious also, because of Potter.
So the grusha is called because of the envelope has a din of a chaytzer.
Why not? Anything is
called. So because it was in the envelope.
Yeah, because in envelope. If it had to be an envelope, then it would be clean. I'm not the car. You don't have to worry. I mean, it wasn't then that way. Took it back. I mean, just
can you use the same?
She was marking back to the bow, and then the Dayan took out the get from the envelope, and then he told the Baal to give it, to put it in the hands. I mean, it has to be put in a special way. It's a question. But you're just discussing on a theoretical level. So Chaim says, literally, it should be gracious. Because it's like the Gemara, of course, I'd get the Nosum Chatzire, the Nosum Shlamatom Al Chatzire. So we say, it's been gracious. Because Vito Chatzire, boy, Kiachon. So he had the envelope in the chotzer, and he was marking the envelope to him.
But
so chotzer can be anything.
But Lamaisa were marked to do getting in a certain way.
Of course, we are marked. Yeah, because we are marked to fold the get, and then the woman, you know, places her hands like this, and then the Baal puts in the folded get, you know, so that he should be in the hole of the hands. Alright. So the male. So Rashi says, much yodig ami chatzir and kapite minayi. So he was watching. So he must be gag hatzir a kipit schaboy minayi mahadam mishtamos. So the reason is why chotzer malechas is not kene, because in order that the chotzer should be like yad, it has to be mishtamol asabayim. After all, yad is mishtamol asabayim, you know. No one can trespass into your hand, you know. So really, chotzer, in order to be analogous to yad, also has to be mishtamol asabayim. So if it's a stationary chotzer, whether it's a courtyard or a packet, or a box, a bag, or anything, or anything, or anything, or anything. So then it's mishtamol asabayim, but in the heimer, or human being, something to move around, how mishtamol is it? You have no control over it. if he can walk away. So yeah, unless it's bound, so then it's Mishtamana Rasabhaya. But if it's not bound, it's not covered, it's not Mishtamana. So according to Rashi, why is a Chotvalach not given? Because it's not Mishtamana Rasabhaya. According to his faith, it's Hirasakosu. It is the beginning of the Yad. The Yad is stationary. So Al-Khalidi are assuming, in other words, why is Yad stationary? So he says, Dumya Yad Minach Meichel, Umamtalein Gufi. The Russian tends to indicate it. In other words, Yad is like Sino. Yad is like Sino. Sino is not a Chotamorans. Why? Because there is an external force that pushes it.
And what's the force that pushes the Yad?
What?
What's the portion?
The person. This is, the strangest Avgeria. How Avgeria could have assumed that that's the pshat in faces, because, in other words, when the person walks, so he doesn't walk on his hands.
Vanilla.
He doesn't walk on his hands, he walks on his feet. Unless you're an acrobat, so you walk on your hands. But a normal person, an average person, does not walk on his hands. He walks on his feet.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, on his feet. So that means that he pushes his hands. It's very strange. I mean, the greatest thing, I think it's the strangest I can't tell. But why? It's a very strange that way. And so it's a similar expression to the expression used in the Gemara. So here, it's good to come out. In other words, so that means that when a person walks, so his feet walk, but the hands don't walk. I mean, his feet walk, it seems that he's quite extensive. The body, some maybe the body works, but the hands, they stretch out, you know, sideways, some maybe they don't walk. It's inconceivable. So, but let's see the right way. Do we have me a high wheel? Dean can have a part of the canal. What if? Why the hand don't walk? So, but the good folks, he said, they have a part of the canal. But my Mahanalisan get salvation. So if you put the gap not into our hands, but on the head, she's also miraculous. So the head should be now. But my must get beyond me, because I'm allergic, or I yard, menach naik, ella kohoch, the yard, a goof, hadu. אלא גם בין המי עודו שמחליך, הידין מחליך מהקים, בכל מוקים שמחליך שום מהקים, מה שאין כי בחוץ עוד מהלך את מהקים. So I'm of course that's the pshat. I think this is what this is from yours. So I think I says, מהלך doesn't mean מהלך that it has to be stationary. Now I'll ask another question. No, according to the Copernican, can astronomy, so the sun doesn't revolve around the earth, but the earth revolves around the sun. I mean, the Ptolemaic concept was that the sun revolves around the sun. It is true that the Rambam says that the sun revolves around the earth, but the Balamoya in Rosh Hashanah, the Sugya of so he says that the earth revolves around the sun, just like Copernicus and Galileo. But Ptolemaio was hundreds of years. Ptolemaio lived in the 12th century. And Copernicus, when was it? In the 16th century. No, 16th century. So Ptolemaio said, and the whole Chumayr and Rosh Hashanah is mentioned in Chumayr, and he says that this is mentioned in the Zohar Parsha, that the sun doesn't revolve around the earth, but the earth revolves around the sun. So Zohar even has the kasha. So why would he say it all? You know what that is? So, in other words, so according to the Copernican idea, so the earth revolved around the sun, so every court job should be a Chotim Olechis. The answer is, Chotim Olechis doesn't mean that the Chotim became as the station. It doesn't make any difference whether it's stationary or the mountain. It means if it is a Chotim that moves away from the Balach. So that's not the media. Because the Yad, the heaven, the Yad is Malach. When a person walks, it only falls the feet and the goof walks. But the hands don't walk. It's inconceivable. When the person walks, the whole goof walks. So the goof doesn't consist only of the feet. And the belly, and the head, the neck, and the head, it consists of all the organs, even the organs that stem out like this, sideways. So the whole person walks. So look, well, he walks on his feet, doesn't make any difference, but walk on his hands too, walk on his head too, doesn't make any difference how he walks. But when a person walks, so the whole wolf walks. But the yard of the person, he walks, but he never walks away from the goof person, unless he can walk again. So, wherever the person walks, so the hand walks with it. It's inseparable from the person. So, Chotem Aleches means that if a kind of chotem that can walk away from the bala chotem, that's it. So, so really called job cannot walk away from God. So there it is with it. And let's say pocketbook of the woman. So it cannot walk away from the woman. Wherever the woman walks and she holds a pocketbook in her hand, so the pocketbook walks with her. Hashem kiri, a living in Ebed. Or a game or a moon, so he can go away from the Malach. So that's called Malach. So that's how Rabbi Greer explained it. But Rabbi Greer assumed that this is his pshat, but he says another pshat, because the hand is moved by the goof. That's the concept. I think that this is what this means. True, the expression is, do the Yad Minach Mayach Mountain Gupe. So if you are speaking like Spinner Minach Mayach, Umayrik Mountain. No! It's a similar expression, but it means something else. It means Mountain Gupe, that it never moves away from the goal. Imamish means what I'm doing. I'm sure that this is what it is. It's very strange from the assumption that it exists. It's a thing. I think it's the strangest Rabbi. And why would Rabbi Kiriya choose that way? Because Rabbi Kiriya just understood it in the plain connotation. Since he uses the expression, the Mantaloi Kufay, and here, the Gemara uses that expression in connection with Sino, Son of Mele. He assumed that way. Mamalei Sino Meyach Meyach Oli Pan. The Chim Kiriya Kamini Shabbat. Egi Sofo Gabi Mani. We have an oil, it's on my mouth. Awesome. So we see that the negative of the mind is not considered. But here, according to this Gemara, since we say it's only pushed by another force. So here, when the negative of the mind, so the waves of the water, they push it, but this is stationary. The answer is, of course, we got the action at the Noche, so this is no shaykh. So, also, we got some mishkino. We must not have seen the Russian is the mayor, it's not me. Our Kabaki gives you the other coming. auch ein Name in Migarische für Straße, heute in Transor, so kauf und brechen, hinterlegen die Füße auf, ich habe mir alle Idee rein, ich habe mir auch eine Story voll, die Volk mit Sinn, aber Leute, die haben nicht mehr rein. So, so tomorrow, well, it would be good if you prepare up to the mission that you know. Okay.